Funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Streetwise Athlone.
In this series, we learn about the old and recent history of the streets of Athlone, hear the thoughts and memories of locals and tourists, and the changes we might see in the future.
Episode 35, Moidrum.
Historian Garrod O'Brien tells us about the history of the area.
Moidrum is a townland of over 1,000 acres, which is divided between the barony of Brawny and the barony of Clonlonan. It has long been associated with Moidrum Castle, which was the seat of the Hancock family, Barons Castlemaine. Under the terms of the Cromwellian plantation scheme, William Hancock, a military man, was granted over 7,000 acres in Southwest Meath. The Hancocks soon became involved in politics. William's eldest son, Thomas Hancock, served as MP for Athlone. Athlone, as a parliamentary borough, returned two members to Parliament from 1606 to 1800, and one member from 1801 to 1885. For a long period of time, these MPs were either members of the St. George or Hancock families, the two ruling families in Athlone. Another William Hancock, who served as an MP in Grattan's Parliament from 1784 to 1800, and as an MP in Westminster in 1800 and 1801, was created Baron in 1812 and took as his title Lord Castlemaine. He quickly set about building a new family seat which would be worthy of his new status, and he employed Sir Richard Morrison, a famous architect of the day, to design it. The result was a mock Gothic castle which provided the modern comforts of the 19th century but looked like a castle of a medieval lord. Moidrum Castle served as the seat of successive Lord Castlemaines until July 1921, when Irish Republican forces burnt it down. The action was in reprisal for the burning of three homes in the Cousin area by members of the Crown forces. Moidrum Castle was never rebuilt, and over 500 acres of land at Moidrum was divided amongst the local people by the Irish Land Commission in the 1920s. Lord Castlemaine also had a beautiful shooting lodge on Hare Island on Loch Ree, and it too was designed by Sir Richard Morrison. The ruins of Moidrum Castle were featured as the cover image on the U2 1984 album The Unforgettable Fire, resulting in a new wave of curiosity for this local castle. U2 fans from across the world have made a pilgrimage to Moidrum, and the landowner has even had requests for fashion shoots, etc., based on the fame of the U2 album cover. The album's title has nothing to do with the burning of Moidrum. It refers to an art exhibit called The Unforgettable Fire about the bombing of Hiroshima, which the band saw in Japan while they were touring with their previous album, War. The band's biggest hit, Pride, in the Name of Love, a lyrical tribute to Martin Luther King Jr., is taken from the album The Unforgettable Fire. Moidrum is an integral part of the history of broadcasting in Ireland. The Moidrum transmitter station was brought into use prematurely in 1932 for the purpose of broadcasting highlights of the Eucharistic Congress, which was held in Dublin that year. This was the first time the voice of the Pope was heard in Ireland, relayed from Vatican Radio, and John McCormack was heard singing Panis Angelicus at the Mass in the Phoenix Park. Today, the Moidrum station, which is no longer in use, is unique in having preserved its original Marconi transmitter, the last surviving example of this pioneering technology in the world. It is planned to create a broadcasting experience at Moidrum, which will add greatly to the tourism infrastructure in the Midlands. The Athlone Agricultural Show has been held in Moidrum in recent years. Moidrum is also the home of the Athlone Equestrian Centre, where children and adults can learn and practice horse riding under supervision. They can take part in cross-country events and tracking, and it is gaining in popularity as a children's party and indeed as a hen party venue. The Moydrum Pedigree Herd was established over 30 years ago by Michael Flanagan and specialises in pedigree Angus, Shorthorn and Highland breeds. His son Oliver also runs a poultry farm, including rare breeds of hens, ducks and guinea fowl. The Moydrum herd is known far and wide for its prize-winning livestock. Added to that is the Moydrum Industrial Estate, one of several industrial estates on the outskirts of Athlone.
Frankie Keena talks about the Residents' Association's work in the community.
There's a very active residents' association there called the Blairy Moydrum Residents' Association, and they also link into Little Village of Baileen, so they have a residents' association there as well. So part of the work that we're presently doing in the Moydrum area is to extend a footpath out along that particular road. It's a very busy road, and that particular road serves people living in Mount Temple, kind of Baileen, Anna areas, and even the Moat areas when they're kind of commuting into Athlone in the morning going to work. And it's a route that a lot of people would take to take off the congestion coming in the old Dublin Road into Athlone or coming in the N55 into Athlone. So the use of this particular route, and while that's kind of welcome, but still it causes its own problems in that there's a heavy volume of traffic, and unfortunately a lot of times people don't abide by the speed limits on the road is either, Amanda, which causes issues as well from a health and safety point of view, you know. So the Residents Association came up with the idea that they need to kind of try and make the road safer. And so we identified to bring up to extend a footpath. So this is our second year on it. So we engaged with the council. It's under a community involvement scheme. And that's how we engage with the council. And that scheme is where the local community make a contribution. So last year we did phase one of the footpath. Roughly about €65,000 was the cost of it. And the community had to come up with 15% of that. So we gave €10,000 to the council. Did a lot of fundraising and we raised that. So, and this year we're bringing a further phase, a longer phase. And the cost is €141,000. And we have to come up with 10% of that cost. So it's €14,100. So that money was lodged into the council. But there's marvellous support from the community and from the business people. And I have to say, Amanda, the amount of people who kind of put their shoulder to the wheel and doing kind of cake sales, doing table quizzes, an auction, kind of a fun day. We did an Easter egg hunt. We did a lot of various fundraising initiatives, I mean, and then there's support, individual supports, people giving donations towards the project. But phase one is completed now, so it's a nice piece. So the next phase hopefully will be done by the end of this year. And there are plans to bring it on further out near Anacost as well. That's just the plans to do that. But Moydrum Castle is very near, it's right beside us really here. But there is a link with the U2, the cover feature album, Unforgettable Fire. So last year I kind of just grabbed the bull by the horns and says, why not write a letter to U2 and to Bono and see, just tell them how we're at and see could they come up with any support towards kind of bringing the footpath out towards the road to people to visit the castle. So I was really grateful, in that they sent down a number of signed Unforgettable Fire albums, Bono 2021. And so that was really fantastic to get. I was thrilled to get that. I mean, and it's unique in itself in that it stated the year, the centenary year Moydrum Castle was burnt. So so a number of those albums are available to the local residents association and also to the Athlone Drug Awareness Group. So, but as I mentioned earlier, we have Baileen Residents Association, and I'm a member of that group as well, and that's right beside it. You can go into Moydrum Forest, Moydrum Woods, and into Moydrum Bog, and come out onto the Baileen area as well. So it's about an hour walk, and a lot of people use that to come out from Athlone for the walk, or kind of come from other areas and from out over the area for the walks. You know, it's lovely at this time of the year. All these little walks and links to be all linked together, and it'll create a space for people to kind of to go out and to chill out and go for a walk and enjoy what the countryside has to offer.
Streetwise Athlone. Historical research and presentation by Garrod O'Brien. Additional research by Damien McKellen. Interviews by Amanda Gunning, Ursula Ledwith, Mel Ray, and Erica Follows Smith. Editing by Kyle McKellen. Produced by Amanda Gunning. The additional contributor to this episode was Frankie Keena.
funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.